I want to welcome everybody. Another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live, and this is your host, Vance Rogers. And this morning we have with us not a stranger to Niken, not a new person at all, one who is about the same tenure of time that I've been associated with this wonderful company. And Wendy Shelley hails from the Phoenix, Arizona area. She is a mother of five, former school teacher, homeschooler, teacher as well, office manager right now, currently for her husband's accounting business, and as well, as of what, a couple weeks ago, empty nester, correct?
Yeah, last week.
Last week. So it's a whole week with a new title.
A whole week.
And so, Wendy, let's take it back to the beginning. What led you into teaching and then the transition going from teaching into being a homeschool mom? Because usually that's not the case. Usually someone who's part of the public school system, as an example, as a teacher, as a mentor, they're more of a proponent for, you know, the public school system versus homeschooling. And so what led you into teaching?
When I was a little kid, in the first grade, I decided I wanted to be a teacher because I wanted to throw parties at school. That was the original reason. Over the years, though, I really liked helping people, and I just liked the idea of teaching. I didn't teach for very long before I started having a family. I taught for about a year, and then we started having a family, and it was just important for me to be home with my family. And our kids started off in the public school, but then we had an opportunity to move to a new town and travel with my husband's business, and we just felt like that homeschooling would give us more freedom to do that. So we initially got going with that for the freedom.
Okay, so for the freedom aspect. Now, when you have five kids,
mm-hmm.
and 1 week is an empty nester, how in the world, because this is the question that most people would ask, how do you, if you're homeschooling, and how in the world does something like Niken fit into that? And then again, how did Niken come into that?
We've been homeschooling for a couple of years. My husband was a sole practitioner of his, you know, accounting business,
mm-hmm.
and he hurt his back, and so he couldn't go to work. And one of the reasons why I wanted to be home was because I wanted to be there with my family, and the fear that if he couldn't go back to work, I would have to go back to work was, you know, we didn't like that. Neither one of us liked that option, and we were introduced to a magnetic product. My father was a personal injury attorney. One of his partners was wearing a magnet on his back because he had hurt his back. And so we were, this was in 93, and we were introduced, you know, to trying a magnet. We didn't know anything about it. We knew that they used them on horses. That's all we knew. And so my husband went out to a lady that lives a few miles from us and bought one at full retail and started wearing it for a few days and was able to go back to work.
Okay. That quickly?
That was very quickly. He probably wore it for about 3 weeks. He did go and he had a chiropractor he was working with, and you know, it took a little while, but after about 3 weeks, he just would wear it every now and then. And so at that point, I just started being aware of a lot of people that had bad backs and started lending it to people. And my dad was also watching what was happening. He was still practicing as an attorney, and he had clients that, you know, he says he could settle their case, but he couldn't help them with their pain. And so we started lending it to some of his clients. We didn't sign up as distributors. We weren't really looking for anything else because, you know, I was busy at home with kids, and my husband was busy, you know, trying to bring in the money, you know. And so, but after about 6 months, we had people that just said they wanted it, and they wanted it from us. They didn't want to buy it from someone they didn't know. And so at that point, we said, well, we need to, you know, look into this, see what it is. So we did, you know. We did our own little due diligence, and the more we learned, the more we really liked it, and we just decided that this was a good thing.
Okay. Now, so you already had the experience of, as an entrepreneur, so to speak, your husband's got his own accounting firm. So that was not foreign to you to do a
right, business. And my dad had his own business, so I think I kind of grew up in the household and with the mentality of you have your own business. We actually had been in another network marketing about 20 years earlier when we were first married, and so we had some of that background. We weren't doing it at the time, but you know, we had some of that background, and we knew that it was a good thing.
Okay, and thanks to Mary Lou Raritan, who sent me, if you want to call them, talking points based on a conversation that you guys had this week. Tell me about tell us about your friend in the pizza business.
Well, 2 years ago, I started working with my husband in his office, and up to that point, I really was not interested in accounting. I'm still not an accountant. You know, I'm really more the front desk people high person, you know. But we've seen various clients that have come to us with situations, and I had just mentioned there was one that he took his retirement to buy a pizza company and, you know, lost all of his money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, now it's just, you know, he's in his probably mid-60s or so. I don't know how old he is. But anyway, you know, he's having to start over because he took this huge amount of money to start a business. And it's just clicking with me that this is huge. And we've seen it with other people that they say, oh, I'm, you know, American dream, I'm going to own my own business. And they take all the money they've been saving their whole life, dump it into a hole and lose their money and have to start over again.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes sense to me to say, well, with NECAN, you don't have to put that kind of money into it.
Right.
The money you put into it, you're getting a benefit. You're using products. You're ending up in a wellness home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It just, all of a sudden, it's really made sense to me. I've been in the, you know, the children business and education and all of that, and I haven't really understood the business end of it, but just these last few years, seeing what's happening to people out there, you know, we have something to offer people.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, and it's interesting when you say that amount of money. What a lot of people don't understand is that, especially if you're going into the franchise industry, these are not cheap at all.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say a lot of money, we're talking upwards of $500,000. For a lot of them, just to kind of get started.
Right.
That doesn't include the bricks and mortar.
That's right.
We're talking about the franchising fee and the paperwork and the manuals and the training.
Because
if they're going to let you hang their shingle up someplace, they're going to want to make sure it succeeds.
Yeah.
And statistically, you're still running on a rule of thirds that a third of them make money, a third of them break even, and then a third of them go under within the first 3 to 5 years. So it's really, really quite scary. And, you know, for an investment of $35 plus shipping,
yep.
This is nothing at all. I'm fascinated because you see that in handling people's money. Do you see, or not handling people's money, but their accounts, from your perspective now, 17 years, going into your 18th year with NECAN, are you a fond advocate of the tax advantages of what NECAN has to offer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, being married to a CPA, he's very, very particular on, you know, what he thinks is a tax advantage. But we've definitely been able to take advantage of it and offer that to other people, you know, and encourage people to take advantage of the tax advantages. You know, when you own your own business, you can go out to dinner with potential clients, and, you know, you can write it off if you talk about business. I mean, there's just some fabulous, you know, mileage and just so many different things that you can take advantage of when you have your own business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Well, good. I wanted to highlight that because a lot of people do. You know, we talk about it. You also mentioned people, and going back to your pizza friend again, that, and I don't want to dwell on this, but that people who will take their retirement, invest it in an opportunity like this, and this is not the minority right now in our culture. You know, I finished reading, it's been a couple months now, Robert Kiyosaki's book, The Business of the 21st Century, and how many people out there in that 55 to 65-year-old category are looking to start their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, wow, this is exactly, you know. So when you approach people, and I know as of recently, you've kind of had a fresh start or kind of rebooted things.
Mm-hmm.
What brought that about?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's personal timing. You know, our daughter, you know, was in college, and, you know, I didn't feel like I was, you know, it opened up opportunities for me because, you know, she's kind of on her own now, and so now, especially since she just got married. But personal timing and looking at the economy, and just recently I joined the elite team. Larry Prophet came to the Phoenix area, and we got that going, and that's a group of people that are really committed, and there's a synergy there. Most of us don't have uplines right in our own town, and so we've banded together and we've made commitments. I committed to go to Humans Being More. Even though the timing of it wasn't convenient for me, I went. You know, I had some amazing things. I've been many times to Humans Being More, but I was in a different place and really ready, you know, to run with it. And so when I went to Humans Being More, it just gave me that extra push. I'm always listening to training calls, and I listened to a call by a lady that is just having fun doing the business. And as I listened to her, it resonated with me because I'm all about having fun. And as I listened, I thought, I can do that too. I can have fun. You know, she passes out a tape, and so I just wrote down everything that she said, and I've made it my own. And I just go out and meet people, and I don't say anything really fabulous. I just start talking about what's going on in their immediate space. If I'm at the store and we're standing in the line, you know, and I see they're looking at, you know, some of those magazines or something, I might say, man, can you believe that? Or, you know, I just kind of throw something out there and just see if they will be interested. One time I was in an elevator going down to our wellness preview. There's some other people that joined us on the elevator that I knew they were going to a different event, but I just for fun, I said, oh, are you going to the meeting too about learning how to make money? And they looked at me like, what? And, you know, and they didn't say anything, so I just laughed and didn't say anything. And, you know, if they were interested, they would have picked up on it. Money, what? You know. But so I just kind of throw things out there, and if somebody bites, then we just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I always carry a CD with me. I found one I really like, but I think any CD could work. I think it's a mind attitude change, you know, and I've just decided I'm going to have fun. I'm going to quit being so serious and so upset that I'm not where I want to be as far as a rank, and I'm just going to go out there and enjoy myself, and that's what I'm doing. I mean, I love to meet people anyway. I always play this little game to try to make people smile, and so that's just what I've done now. I'm going out there, and I'm looking for people that want to smile back, and, you know, if the conversation goes towards the business, then I just say, and this is copying what I heard, was, well, you know, I help set people up in home businesses. I don't know if you're interested in making any more money. And everybody, well, not everybody, but most everybody is saying, well, yeah, I'm interested. And I give them a CD, and I set up a time to get back with them. I assumed everybody would want to do it right away. You know, why wouldn't they? Then this is a fabulous business, a fabulous, you know, CD. Not everybody wants to do it, but most everybody wants to at least listen. They're open right now because I think of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for ways to make money.
Okay. Well, and just out of curiosity, what CD is it that you're using?
It's the one that, it's a combination. It says, Is This For You by Rick Murphy,
mm-hmm.
and The Beautiful Compensation.
Okay.
There's another one out there, too, that I think is, you know, you could use it, too, and I can't remember. It's one that Botanis hands out,
mm-hmm.
and I listened to that one, and I thought, I could do the same thing with that one. I don't think the CD matters.
Yeah.
I think it's the attitude of, you know, people are looking. I just have to make sure that I am there when they're looking.
Mm-hmm.
Open
Absolutely.
My mouth.
Absolutely. No, and I think it's important, too, especially when that the attitude of when you hand any piece of information to anybody, and the question that you ask, you know, I help people set up home businesses, are you open, are you interested, and would you like to learn more about earning extra income? There are some people, like you said, that won't bite on that, that just look at you like a deer in the headlights.
I had a young college kid just laugh his head off at me. He listened to part of it. He thought the whole thing was goofy. I was just mortified. I got on the phone later, called my husband, and just, oh, I felt so stupid. And he says, well, how much is that kid making? He's working at a kiosk at the mall selling sunglasses. I thought, you're right. He just blew it. He could have had an opportunity because he really is kind of a friendly guy. You know, he could have been making more money than he's making, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's all an attitude.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. And that determines, you know, the altitude of where we'll end up is that attitude and where we're going to be in the long haul. I find it fascinating that going back to the fact that you've been at this now for 17 years, and you said that it doesn't matter what rank you are, or what rank you want to be, or how long you've been at a particular rank. I get this question a lot. You know, are you still in that magnet thing? Are you still doing it? Do people ask you that, Wendy? That you've known for
Yeah, and they do, you know, and it's like, well, yeah, why wouldn't I be? You know, I get to live in a wellness home. I get to be around positive people. I mean, I get to make money with this when I choose to, you know. I mean, my focus probably hasn't been on the money, and that's why I don't, you know, that's not why I'm not farther along than I am as far as, you know, the business end of it. But when I want to make money, I can make money. I have that in my hands. I have that vehicle. I did have somebody call me about 5 weeks ago. I didn't know who she was, but she was calling me from Nebraska. And a former client of mine from 10 years ago gave her my name because this lady had questions about magnetics. And so she called me, you know, and I thought, well, gee, if I quit the business, you know, I couldn't have helped that lady. And we reconnected with the customer, and, you know, she ordered some more stuff from me. Had I not been in the business... You know, I mean, it makes me feel like I have integrity because when I tell people this is a good thing and I'm still in it, that shows I believe it.
Right. Well, you know, what I find fascinating, too, is the fact that people ask that question, and I know they're not really, especially friends of ours that, you know, that we haven't seen for a few years or whatever. I know they don't mean it in a negative sense, but
yeah.
I have to look at them, and the next person who asks, I want to say now, ask them the question, so are you asking, is that like, am I still married to that first wife that you were part of the, you know, wedding ceremony? Is that what you're asking? Because is it that bad, you know, that, you know, that I'd be committed to something? Because I know statistically right now, college graduates, by the time they reach 35, will be in 13 different professions. From college. So you're looking at entering the workforce at, you know, age 22, 23, somewhere in there, and then in the next 12 years, hopping around to 13. That's just the average. So some people are doing more and some are doing less. But so there, I think we have something when, you know, we can be in this for the long haul and say, hey, this is what I'm a part of. I want to go back to, and I believe it was the Sherry Edwards CD that you heard, and who I will have to grab her and get her to enlighten us and share with us.
And, you know, I listen to that call over and over. If I start to get discouraged, I listen to that call again because she had so much energy and excitement, and it just, for me, made sense. Just go out there and have fun and make a friend.
Okay, and see, that's the key point that I think a lot of us, we look at this as work, and it really isn't. If you're having fun, can you classify that as work?
And maybe fun, you know, fun resonates with me, but maybe there's another word for somebody else. It might be, I want to help people, right? But, you know, fun for me is helping people. So, I mean, you have to come up with what is your core value and incorporate that.
Because, again, we associate work with being a job,
yeah.
Being this something that's dull and boring. And I have yet to see, you know, when we introduce somebody to Neekin, whether it's products or business, and they start experiencing life-changing results and they start earning money, I don't see that as dull and boring.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and Wendy, you have, besides doing Neekin and working with your husband, you have a hobby, and we can't really demonstrate it on the phone.
Oh, well, I thought about that. I could do the voice for you. I don't know if it'll sound any different to my voice on the phone, but yes, I'm a ventriloquist.
But we won't be able to see your lips moving.
That is true.
And how does one enter into, or you just one day decide you want to play around and be a ventriloquist? What brought that about?
When I was 9 years old, I saw a ventriloquist perform at a theme park in Phoenix, and she ended up later becoming Miss America in 1965, and I was just so impressed with her that I decided I wanted to be a ventriloquist. So I taught myself how, and that was one of the goals that I had. I used to lie in bed at night thinking about being a ventriloquist, and so I just figured out how to do it. I went to the library, got some books. My parents got me a puppet, and over the years I've had various puppets. The one I have right now, sometimes I refer to him as Dave, because Dave Johnson is my sponsor, and so just for fun at events, I've used Dave and, you know, had him be the MC of a program or something. He doesn't really look like Dave, but...
Oh, that's funny. Now, I want to find out as well, because you and I, again, have been around this company for quite some time here. There's a lot of folks out there in Neakin, and we have one of the highest retention rates of any company in the network marketing industry. And I think from probably chiefly, I believe that because of the nature of the products. These are not Me Too products. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with high-tech stuff, and when you experience when Neakin introduces a new item or they completely overhaul an existing item, much less like the Nature Rest Sleep System, and you get on it. We always upgrade. You want to have what is the newest and the best. Just, you know, why would you buy a car that's, you know, a 10-year-old model when the current model has all the stuff, the bells and whistles that you really want? Being that we have that high retention rate, what would you say to encourage folks that are out there as far as kind of relaunching or restarting or what, you know, after all this time, you know, and that I'm still working with this. It's not growing as fast as I want it to, maybe because it's chiefly me is the main component of not doing it. But how would you encourage people that are out there? I know, for example, you've been a huge encouragement to Larry and Mary Lou Raritan, who just relocated from the Seattle area down to Phoenix. She was the one that first mentioned you to me. What would you say to folks?
I think you just need to take advantage of what's going on around you right now with the economy the way it is. You know, people are hurting, people are looking. And so if you just become tuned in to what, you know, to what's happening, I mean, we don't have to dwell on that, but be aware that, you know, we need help. People are looking for help. You know, read some of the books out there, the Kiyosaki book, you know, listen to the CDs and just... You know, stay plugged in. I think stay plugged into your upline, the active upline. I mean, I've always stayed plugged into Dave Johnson. He is my sponsor. You know, it's just not originally, but you know, moved up, and just stay in, and stay, you know, just stay plugged in. I guess mm-hmm. You know, keep getting on the calls, and I don't know. That's just what I've done, you know.
Okay.
And I think this elite team is really helping, the idea of having a team and a synergy. You know, if you live at a distance and you can't get together with a group of people, get on the phone. Do something, but stay together. You know, some of my dearest friends are cross-line people, you know, and we're helping each other with this.
Mm-hmm. So it's imperative that you stay connected.
It is.
Okay.
It really is.
Okay. Now, when the team that you're connected with, part of the Elite team,
mm-hmm.
Are they all there in Phoenix?
No, they're all there. A lot of them are in Phoenix. We have some around the state of Arizona. We have some from New Mexico. We have some from Las Vegas. And we get together. We're a new team. We've met now, I think, about twice. We get together once a month and you know, and meet and encourage each other. But we also do accountability calls,
mm-hmm.
where once a week we talk with our accountability partner and report how we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's a big thing is to be accountable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, keep track of what you're doing. And
okay. Now, I'm gonna go back and ask the same question. You got somebody who's been a NECAN for 10, 12, 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and this subject of accountability is new. Maybe it's not new, but they're out in an area where there's no one. What do you do?
Well, I think you need to plug into an active upline, find out, you know, what materials are out there, get on the webinars, get on the calls.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I, you know, if I pull away and I don't participate, you know, my enthusiasm goes down. When I pull back in and, you know, I just am always searching for things that will keep me going, you know, whether it's somebody else's training or you know, my upline's training. I mean, I just keep trying to stay in the nucleus
mm-hmm.
of the action. So,
and I don't think that's any different than any other industry that's out there. And going back to your friend with the pizza business, I don't think you evolve and you know it all. Even if you have a successful franchise,
yeah.
Every year, every few months, you're constantly updating and seeing what's new on the market, seeing what other franchises are doing. You have to stay current.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a gal that called me yesterday. And said, look, I want to plug in. I don't know how. And that's exactly what I told her. You know, look at your, and I love the word that you use, Wendy, your active upline. Because there's a lot of people that may be up above us that aren't active.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to plug into what's not active.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to do us any good to plug into someone who's just kind of sitting there idle. We need to find the people who are moving and shaking. Mm-hmm. And they're out there. Exactly what you're saying. That you got the elite team, and I think a big help for all of us too is even that CD that Blue Ribbon Video has now, the Beautiful Compensation with the opener that's
mm-hmm.
been revised. Is this for you? By Rick Murphy.
The great thing is you just say, you know, the first 8 or 9 minutes tells you about the business, about what we're doing. And if that's interesting to you, then listen to the rest of it, and it tells you, you know, what the products are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, well, how can you not listen to the first 8 minutes? You know, how could you stop there?
Yeah.
You know, especially on the CD itself, it names some of the things that the people are talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know, I handed it to a lady, and she looked at it and said, oh, restless leg syndrome. Oh, my mother has that. You know, I mean, it's just people are interested. You know, that is a really good CD that piques people's interest, though.
Uh-huh. And when you typically give it to somebody, do you operate in the rule of 24 to 48 hours? Or you just set a time that you'll give them a call back, or?
You know, that's where I've got to tweak it a little bit. Yeah, some of them it's taken me a while to get back with them. Some of them have gone out of town and different things. And so, yeah, if I can get back with them sooner, it's better. But, you know, I'm getting back with them when I can. I'm following up that some of them aren't available at the time that, you know, I'm trying. So I need to pin it down, I think, when I initially hand it to them. I think that would be better,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just say, let me call you in a couple of days. What's the best day for you? Or whatever, you know, something like that. I think that would help me as far as the follow-up. But I am following up with people. And, you know, people are people. Some people, that, you know, haven't listened to it. But, oh, thank you for calling me. Please call me back. You know, I mean, I'm getting all kinds of responses, you know, because there's all kinds of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about me. It's about them. It's what, you know, what works for them. So
mm-hmm.
that's something I'm learning.
And you know, what's fun, too, is when you, like the guy you just mentioned, when she looks on it and sees all these different stories, you know, restless leg syndrome, oh, you know, well, not immediately you don't start talking about autism. You know, you talk
yeah.
about what their key area of interest is,
mm-hmm.
which I think is crucial, and let people take the time to look at it. I mean, I have my favorites of all those stories that are on there, but that doesn't mean they're going to be a favorite of anybody
right.
else.
Right.
And that's where we go. It's just par for the course. Well, Wendy, where do you see this going for both you and your husband? I mean, thinking back 17 years ago to 1993, starting with a flex, you know, something for your husband's
mm-hmm.
back, to develop here now, because I pretty much can guarantee if it was a jug of juice or a lotion or a potion, that stick-to-itiveness probably wouldn't still be here today. What's on the horizon for Wendy Shelley?
Well, after Humans Being More, I came away, I wrote down, they said, what do you want out of this? And I wrote down, I want a diamond attitude. And in some of the activities that we did, I was saying I was a platinum, and then all of a sudden I started saying, I'm not a platinum, I'm a diamond. And without giving away the specific activity for those that maybe haven't done Humans Being More yet, I'm a diamond. That's where I'm heading, you know, and I just have a change of everything. I'm just ready to do it. I think my timing is such that I'm ready to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to do it. My husband's ready for me to make money with this too, so. I have made some money, you know, but not the diamond level money that I would like.
Sure.
And it's not so much the money, it's the freedom that would come with that money.
Exactly.
The freedom to say, hey, let's go visit our kids for 2 weeks and not have to call the office every other,
mm-hmm.
you know, half an hour.
Mm-hmm. And I think our culture today, I don't think we have to be embarrassed about that anymore, because people are wise enough to realize, you know, it is about the money, and we all immediately equate the money with what comes with that,
mm-hmm.
the freedom, because who wants to, at age 65, when you start cashing on your retirement, look at it and go, whoo, that's not going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
I better go down and apply at Walmart to be a greeter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of those folks are great, but the last few times I've been at Walmart, they haven't been so great to me.
Yeah. And, you know, and it may just be they just don't feel that good, and they're trapped, and they're, you know, and so
exactly.
they need the freedom we can offer them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we definitely have that to go along with it. If you want to go back and listen to the call again, it's simply www.saturdayamlive.com.